Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Wow. Okay. How's it going, guys? I'll get this out. Happy New Year, and I also hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Yeah. Why do I sound like I'm sulking? Why? Very, very simple. Very simple. For the past 18 to 19 minutes, I've been talking into the microphone, having an episode where it's just me on the episode, because Jem hasn't been here, and she was supposed to be here. He's late. I don't know if he's going to even come on this episode or not. It's not the point. I just looked to the right to see, you know, how long I've been recording, and realized I wasn't recording for 18 to 19 minutes. For 18 minutes, I wasn't recording. I've been having full-on conversations with you, motherfucker, for 18. I mean, that makes me think it's like, wow, you really are a crazy person. You've been talking to yourself. However, even when I'm recording, I'm technically talking to that one hurt. That one hurt. I got him. Now I have a grin on my face. But man, oh man. The only thing that makes me happy is that it wasn't like anything I said was of like special or whatever. Whatever. So I'm recording now. Thank God. And I'm checking, and yes, I am recording. I'm looking at it in 1 minute 41, 42, 43. Okay. How are all of you? This episode, I am recording before New Year's. However, it is out now, which is after New... Actually, wait. What day is this? This episode is going to air on New Year's Day. So I hope the first day of the year for you is going well so far. This episode is going to air probably by the time some of you are going to sleep. Usually roughly between 4 and 5 a.m. these episodes air. So, I schedule it for 4 a.m. because I want them to be out in the morning. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for some of the podcast directories to refresh and have it up there. That's why I always put YouTube at 5 a.m. just so like all of them are kind of public around the same time, if that makes any sense. Anyways, yeah, I hope you all had a great New Year's Eve. If you got blitzed, I hope you were safe at the end of the day. I hope some of you didn't remember to pull out. That's always a great thing to do, because if you don't, you might have a kid coming 9 months from now in September. So yeah, I hope September, October, I hope you guys pulled out is my hope for you. Fuck. 18 goddamn. I will say this because, so I hope you all had a Merry Christmas as well. I had such a fun Christmas. Tell's AT&T emailing me for, I don't even have AT&T. Get rolling with AT&T. No. I don't use the AT&T. How dare you? Okay. So, yeah, no, Christmas was great. Christmas was great. So my girl got me Shane Gillis tickets. How fucking, like, what? This is why I don't do wish lists. This is exactly why I don't do wish lists. I didn't even know wish lists were a thing until, like, this year. How about this? I didn't know wish lists were a thing until I got a girlfriend. Because there's... I don't think any guy has ever done a wish list. They just don't exist. As a thing that a guy does. I just don't. No. A guy might start a gay podcast and talk about how guys are this and women are this. However, they don't make wish list. So it's just not something we do. But I didn't do it, and I'm happy. You know why? Because I don't need a wish list. It's like, hey, so what do you want this year? It's like, if I want something, I'll go get it. I'm an adult. I'll go buy it myself. If you don't have a wish list, it's a win-win. Because it's either someone looks into who you are as a person, actually gets something thoughtful on what you want, and you didn't even have to tell them. Or they get you a gift card. It's fucking money in the bank. Like, it's money in the bank, dude. Why wouldn't you take that? So it's a win-win. Don't do wish lists. It gives you more anxiety. Because if you do a wish list, it's like, oh, let me make a wish list. I have to do the work. I'm going to put all these things on my wish list. Oh, I hope someone got my wish list. And then they're going to look at it and go, oh, she wants this. It's fuck that. No, like, what is this? What is this, a chore? You might as well go have someone do grocery shopping for you to see if they would like that. They wouldn't. And you think you like making a list for grocery shopping? You don't half the time. So no, don't do wish lists. Just have someone either give you something that's thoughtful, or they give you a gift card. And if they don't give you either and they give you something you hate, then you either re-gift it or you go, huh, well, that person kind of sucks. They really don't know me. You know what? I'm going to stop even inputting more time with them. Very simple. Very simple. Oh, but we might not get you what you want if it's not on a wish list. It's like, if I want it, I'll get it myself. I'm an adult. It's Christmas. This is for kids. This is a day to get off work. That's what this is for us. Alcohol and food and fishes, the seven fishes. The presents are a secondary. How dare you even think that that's the primary? You think something that requires dollar store gift wrap paper is the primary cause for a holiday? Like, you really think? No. No. So with that being said, she got me Shane Gillis tickets, which was great. She had me do like a little scavenger hunt around the apartment, which I somehow screwed up at one point. And was like, she was like, why don't you read the clue on the bottom? I'm like, so like I fucking like, she lives in a studio. I'm like, I'm struggling to find the gift that like couldn't have the clearest clues. Like in the world, and I somehow at one point screwed that up, and it led to Shane Gillis tickets. And by the way, to be fair, it's like that's a gay thing to do. However, she, in her defense, she did it because she did quality over quantity. I gave her a lot of things for Christmas, and she gave me like a few great things for Christmas. So she wanted like to make she in her mind, she's like, oh, you gave me so much, so let me like make the one thing like almost an activity that would take some time. To counteract the time it took for her to unwrap all my gifts that I got her. A lot of little things. Shane fucking Gillis tickets. I was like, this is like, what? Like, holy shit. It's time to eat your clam. This is great. So I'm happy about that. And, I got my new car the day right before Christmas. So I was happy. I love this thing. There's so much information about it. I get 57 miles per gallon so far on it. And I'm just, I gotta stop looking at all the information. I'm looking at all this information, like miles per gallon and this assist and that assist and lane shift assist. I'm looking at all like, and it's just like, maybe I should look through the windshield. Maybe I should actually focus on driving this thing and relax, because if I don't, I'm gonna just give myself headaches and it's gonna be annoying. And I can't do that. I cannot do that. So, I've been just miles per gallon. What's my EV ratio? Like, how much of the EV battery did I use on this drive? And it's fun. I don't even have to force myself to get over that stuff. I will gradually like get over that stuff. I'm not gonna like keep doing it. Eventually, it will just naturally settle. Like, I'll get bored of it and not do that anymore. So I'm happy about that. And now I'm going in to the new year with a new career it's actually going decently well so far, which I like a lot. And I'm going to be going to Disney World with my girl soon, which is going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, things are kind of cool. And you know what the fun thing is too, that's actually mainly been beneficial for me, is my chronic pain, which is still there and will most likely, it's been there for like 7 years, so it's most likely going to be there for the rest of my life, has gone down recently. And I've been telling myself this for a while, however, it's finally starting to click in, where it's just like, don't give a fuck. You know what it is? So when I say don't give a fuck, it's like, listen, like, I'm mentally telling myself, like, I have this pain, try not to focus on it. It hurts, try not to focus on it. And I've told myself that for a long time. However, what's helping me this time is I've had chronic pain for a while with my lower back, left leg, it's really the left leg. And then for the past 3+ years, these headaches, these insane, like, tension cluster headaches, which it's fucking crazy. And a lot of it just comes from my spine, cervical and lumbar. However, I would always try to like fix it. Like I would always try to self-massage and move around my body, contort my body and like yawn to help my jaw with my headaches and rub my body and like do a trillion little things where it's just like, dude, fuck it. You know, just don't, it's not working. So instead of saying, just saying fuck it, I'm like not doing anything. If I'm sitting down and I might feel, I'm just going to stay seated in that position. If I start getting a headache, I'm not going to start massaging and rubbing my fucking head and pushing my eyeballs in with my fucking thumbs. It's just like, eh, fuck it. Just don't even focus on it. Let it go away like by itself. And it's been helping a lot. Like the actual physical nature of just not doing it has been helping so much. And I don't know. It scares me because I don't know if this is just maybe this is a good few weeks to a month of just, you know, being lucky and not being in pain as much, or maybe this is actually hell. I don't, you know, you never know. So I'm happy about that. Very happy about that. And it's just another thing where it's like, man, dude, I could lose so much tomorrow and still be really happy as long as I feel healthy, you know? Or my hair. I can't lose my hair. If I lose my hair, which my widow's peaks are as big as they can be, so if I lose any more, I'm very sick. That or my health. If I lose, and they kind of correlate, to be fair. Oh, do they correlate? Oh, man, you're taking collagen peptides? That helps with your hair strength. It's like, does it? I don't think it does. Or maybe it does. I don't fucking know. I don't know. You know what? Your study says it does, so I'm going to just go with what you say. I'm just taking this for a protein supplement, but thank you. I've been working out too, which has been fun. I miss doing it. I love working out. I want to swim more. The only thing is, every gym I've ever gone to that has an inside pool, God damn it, it's like, can you just make the regular swimming pool 10 degrees warmer? Can you do, I understand once you get the blood going, once you do a couple laps, you don't even feel the cold. I do. I don't like it. That's why when I go to the gym, I'm just in the sauna all day. Just like, basking in it. I hate the cold water, man. It's, I hate cold water. I don't enjoy drinking cold water, which is a fascinating thing about myself that I've learned. So one of the gifts I got was like a $50 Amazon gift card. And I plan on buying a new faucet water filter because I'll be frank with you. It's between three at the moment because these are three. It's between four. I'm sorry. It's between Brita, Pure, this thing called Zero Water, and then whatever cheap one I can find online that looks reasonable and I can easily buy filters for that on Amazon. Those are the four filters. So it's three or the field. That's what it is. And I'll say this. For full transparency, I have a Brita filter right now. I think if you listen to past episodes, you'll know that I've had a Brita filter and I will always fuck over this company. I love fucking over Brita because who cares? However, now I really like fucking them over because, dude, this thing is like squirting water up to my ceiling. And like the thing's now I know why. Brita, the filter has been broken since day one. And I've gotten new filter faucets and it never works. And I have so in my mind, I'm like, wait, why would I even buy Brita? This thing's been, so you know what? They're off the list. I just decided they're off the list. So I'm either going to go with Pure. I'm going to go with, actually, to be fair, my cheapness kind of wants me to keep them on the list because they are pretty cheap, but they might be off the list. And then the second thing is because I don't like cold water. So with these water faucet filters, you kind of don't want warm water going through or hot water going through. So I'm like kind of conflicted. I just had like a thing in my, I just had an epiphany though in my head where it's like, cause here's the thing. So that's what I'm going to do. Because of that, even though I'm going to be putting cold to cool water through the filter, I'm also going to get a regular like jug filter. Like one that, not the one with the handle, more so one where It's a water jug with like the little tab where you can flip it and water will start coming from the bottom. I'm going to put the cool water in that, but keep that outside, like on my counter space in my kitchen. So my bouginess is going to buy two water filtration systems. But I kind of want it to be the same brand, especially if they're going to use the same filter. So I have to find that out too. If the the faucet filter is going to be the same as the jug filter, because then I don't have to buy two fucking different filters. I haven't made a decision yet. This is all in the works. Executive decisions, hands down. And the $50 Amazon gift card is definitely not going to be enough, which makes me a little sad. I also wanted to do a fluoride filtration system, to be fair, too. However, I think, let me go on Amazon. I think those are really more elaborate or whatever, aka expensive. I think there's a real water fluoride it looks like you have to like hook it up to your actual piping, which not in a million years am I doing. Let's see, shower head. Why would I? Well, if I can remove fluoride. Wait, shower head filter for hard water. Well, can't I just put that on my sink? Just use it for tap, right? Stage 5 replace cart, high output water softener to remove chlorine. Hold on. Chlorine and fluoride. Well, why can't I just put that on my sink and then, right? And remove, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Hold on, this one removes Naki. All right, long lasting 150 gallons, supreme fast filtration and purification technology. Removes chlorine, metals, and fluoride for clean tasting drinking water. Why has it got a wooden handle? Why is that? I don't. That's funny to me. Because, like, it's almost as if it has a wooden handle to show, like, yeah, man, it's just so modern, frat language. Like, it's like, yeah, everything else is plastic about it. What are you talking? Like, who are you fooling, kind of thing? All right. I got a lot of work to do with this filtration system thing. This, look at this behemoth, $290. $400 reverse osmosis. Like, see, it gets to the point though, is like that doing anything? Like, I understand me getting caught up with the whole, hey man, they're putting fluoride in the water. I get that. However, my cheapness makes it's like, I think that's the difference from being sold on something and going, yeah, I can see how that could be a thing. See, I'm at that stage. My stage is, oh, you know what? Maybe fluoride is, you know, fucking up our brains and shit like that. So, you know what? All right, maybe I should filter this out. It's like, are you willing to spend $400 to $500 to filter that out? No. No, I'm not. You talked me into the base model, sir. Where's your $30 filter? That's where I'm at. I'm not fucking spending. Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your mind? First off, the hell with the fucking $400 price tag. Look at this thing. It looks like an espresso machine. I'm not going through all this to drink water. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing that on a fucking daily basis to drink some fucking water. All I want is for me to turn on the sink faucet and cleaner water come out of the faucet than non-cleaner. And I understand, and I understand the other words like, this is all bullshit. It's all going to be the same. You might as well not get a filter. Okay, fine. Fair enough. I agree with you. Maybe it is all bullshit. However, I've been scared and sold enough to the point where I am willing to spend $30 to $60 total. Okay? And around 5 to 10 minutes of my time of setting this all up and screwing it into the faucet. Outside of that, no more time, no more money spent. Okay? So I get it. I might be stupid for falling off for all this. However, I am lazy and cheap enough to not go all in and like looking up into the sky like they're fucking after me, man. Like I'm at that level. What the $400? I gotta open this link though. I gotta read this thing. Blue Vua RO 100 ROPOT reverse osmosis system countertop water filter 4-stage purification. What does that mean? Counter RO filtration 2-to-1 ratio pure to drain. Purified tap water, portable. What? Look at the size of this thing. Portable water purifier for home. How's it a portable and then for home? What? 99% contaminants removal. 4-stage RO. Stage 1 PP design. Stage 2 CTO. Stage 3 RO, which for some reason is the one that's like highlighted. Stage 4 PCF. I don't. Zero installation, 3-second replay, compact and portable. Viruses and bacteria, this removes it, I guess. Fluoride, it works. Heavy metals, taste. God, man, it's kind of selling me on that. I kind of like this, actually. This thing's looking pretty cool. Lower temperature, right, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, but what are they? Am I allowed to? Can I put hot water in it? Includes components, glass, car, cap, pass. Oh, wow. This one's $465. Oh, there's a $539. Damn, dude. All right. I just can't. I gotta admit, kind of sold on it. You know, once you show something that's stainless steel. To me, and I become a sucker. I'm like, or polished nickel. I'm a sucker. I fall for it. I can't do it though. I just gotta get a regular filter. You know what? How about this? Someone design and I'm sure I'll find this. Make a regular water filter, and lie to me. Make a 25. Make a $19.99 to $29.99 water filter. Lie to me and tell me it removes every single component. Tell me it removes water from the fucking water. It will remove H, the O, and the little 2, the fucking exponent 2. Just tell me it removes all that from the water, and I'll buy it. Give me a little graph that shows what the other filters do with big X's on it and what your filter does with a big check mark or a star that says yes, yes, yes. Like, does their filter do this? No, 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 no. Does ours? Yes, 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 yes. And does our, and then, or you can even get our premium filter where it's like yes, 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 yes. Like, give me that. And lie to me. Because my brain will go, wow, what a deal I just got. And part of me will always go, I wonder if this is lying. But you know what? Just make me feel good. Just make me feel good. Make me feel good. Because honestly, this is all a mental game at this point. There's probably nothing in the water. Or you know what? If there is, guess what? You think? Let me ask you this. Because I'm asking myself this. If you really think there's something in the water that's fucking with you. And if you really think there's stuff in the water that's making you like think the way you think, and you think that's all they're doing, you think that's all they got on you. You think if you start filtering the water, they're all the people who are controlling you are gonna go, oh fuck, damn, years of planning. No, they got you by the balls in every other scenario. So, it's like saving the yams on Thanksgiving dinner, yet the turkey's still in the street, getting hit by a car. Oh, my battery's dying? Jesus. So I don't know, man. It's more so like, dude, I'm getting the filter, by the way. I'm still getting the filter. But man, I can't spend $400 on this filter. Okay, so my battery's dying on my computer. That sucks. How much battery? I got a good amount left. How should I leave this episode? How do I say my farewell to this 2023 and hello to 2024? 2023 was a fun year, honestly. I went skydiving. I did a lot of stuff off my bucket list. I had sex with this beautiful beautiful fucking escort in the very beginning of 2023. Just like, and checked that off my list because she was like she was totally like the girl I was like my preference like for an escort. I was like, this is awesome. I checked that off. She said, I did a lot. I studied MMA. And by the way, when I say that and like took some MMA classes, I might as well like, anyone and their mother can still kick my ass. I just did a little bit of it. It's something I do want. My ear just exploded. That was my computer going, oh, you think you have battery left? No, you don't. All right, let me put my charger in real quick. And then I'll end this thing. So I did a lot of stuff. And then I got this really cool girlfriend. And then I made a career change. And, oh, fuck. I'm also now getting to the point where I'm going to have multiple ways of income eventually. And I really want to start divulging in passive income, because enough with the whole talk. I want to actually do it. And you know what? 2023 also was a year where I kind of just, I did in a way not get, I've been really comfortable with myself, even around strangers and family and stuff. So 2023 was a good year. Solid year. I was happy with it. So I hope it gets better in 2024. And I hope everyone else, I hope everyone who's listening has a really good, I hope they had a good 2023. And if they didn't, you know, they have a good 2024. Because, man, dude, life is, yeah. Life's life. I have no idea what to make of it. I don't know what successful or not successful is. However, I would like to think I know what. I'll say this. When I'm comfortable and I'm content and I'm relaxed, I could be in a fucking volcano. I could be under, I'm happy. When I'm comfortable, I am so happy. So I think Southern Comfort actually had this slogan. So I might be do what makes you comfortable, man. That is something that's so fun. Is to be comfortable. Because when you're comfortable, nothing hurts you. Because you're comfortable. Like you're that's it. So just do what makes you comfortable. And I don't mean like, oh yeah, you're right, I should just take a load off. It's like, yeah, but then if you do that and your mind's racing, then that's not making you comfortable. I mean like when you're at that pinnacle of and nothing's bothering you and you're comfortable, do more of that. Because that's obviously something that you want to do. And that's obviously something that makes you feel real good. So do more of that. Outside of that, yeah, happy New Year's, motherfuckers. And see you next week, pretty much. And fuck Jim, because he didn't even show up. It's been 40-something minutes. Because if you remember, and if you tuned in to the beginning of this episode, I recorded for 18 fucking minutes and didn't even record. I spoke into the mic for 18 minutes and it didn't even record. That's it. Happy New Year's and shit. Let's go. 2024. What am I going to name this? What am I going to name this episode? New Year Filter. You know what? NY Filter. NYF. Instead of NY. Instead of NYE, NYF. Look, I'm so ahead of the curve. I am the best.